Okay, so we began yesterday Klal Vav in Ilchus Lashon Hara, and the Chafetz Chaim is telling us the Isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, and he said that there's two parts to it. One is the Isur of listening to Lashon Hara, and one is the Isur of believing the Lashon Hara. So he begins first with the most chomerdik Isur, which is the Isur of believing Lashon Hara, and he says that also the Kabbalah Lashon Hara min HaTorah bein shem yidrash shem lemogim bein shem lechareiro. We're not allowed to believe in our hearts that what he's saying is true. Because if you do believe it, then you're going to, in your mind, look at this person as less of a person. And even if you don't like tell him, so to say, I agree with you, the guy's a bum. Because then he's doubling the Aveira. Shehu misafir umakabel. Because if he says that, he says, you're right, the guy is no good. So then he's saying Lashon Hara, and he's listening to Lashon Hara. And listening and accepting Lashon Hara is a loisase shenemar. Loisisa shem ashov. V'yomru hachameinu zal b'mechilta. Shezui ashar lo makabel Lashon Hara. This is an Aveira of accepting Lashon Hara. Levad sh'ari slavin v'isirin. Besides the other averes that a person gets. Deserves to be thrown to the dogs. And since it's the Vidarshan the Smichas, he's deserving to be thrown to the dogs. And others it says that the one who listens to Lashon Hara is worse than the sayer. Because if the listeners, we'll see, will tell him to be quiet, in a nice way even, so he's not going to say the Lashon Hara. So he's the opportunity for the person to speak. And the Chafetz Chaim says...
How does that make him worse?
What?
Why does that make him worse?
Well, because there's an expression, Lo achbar ganva l'chur ganva. It's not the mouse that's the ganav, it's the hole. And the wall that's gone, that he has a way to go. If he wouldn't have to go, then he would just like disappear. So here also, if he wouldn't have who to say to, so you're enabling this person, and you may be causing him to constantly be doing it. So let's take a look in the Ber Mayim Chaim Sifkat and Aleph. So he says Shalom Namin. We shouldn't believe. That's the first Isur. Ken Kasa B'Shari Tshuva B'Vayim Reishu Gimel Ken Kasa B'Rashbam Ken Kasa Gam Kim Sefer Charedim. That through that, if he believes it, he's going to look at the person lowly. So he says, the Chafetz Chaim, this is the first step in this problem. Gives us a little bit of a reality check, so to say, in the Isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. That we're saying there's an Isur to believe it. So he's saying, when is there an Isur to believe it in a case where if you listen to what he's saying, you don't have a way of justifying what he's doing? He says, but let's say you have a way of justifying it. Either you could say, you're saying that he's a ganav because he took that. Maybe the halacha is like him. Maybe he has a right to take it. He didn't know there's something wrong with it. And therefore, since he didn't know, I don't hold him less esteem. And also, the Gab is speaking. Or even if he said something, he didn't mean to say it in a negative way. In all these cases, you don't have to say the guy lied. So in other words, he's saying that if you have a way of explaining away that which the person is saying negative about somebody, that you have a way of saying that even what you're saying, but it could be he did this, it could be he was really right, it could be he didn't know there's a problem, whatever. And because of that, you're not going to hold him in less esteem. So then you don't have to think to you in your mind, this guy's lying. But what is mashma is that if you don't have a way of being miyashiv this person, and as he says that this guy came with a knife and he stabbed the guy, Right? So it's hard to justify that he didn't know it was Asur, or that he thought that he had a right to do it. So it's hard to justify. In that case, you'd have to assume that the person is lying. And that's what will bring us, that we will bump into this difficulty in the halacha of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. In other words, is the Torah trying to make us be illogical? Is that what the mitzvah is, to be illogical? In other words, if the guy is saying something, it's hard for me just to think that the guy's lying. Is it illogical? Is that what the Torah is obligating us to do? Or is it logical? So we'll continue. In the next piece...
Why does he have any credibility at all?
I didn't say he does. Just next. Aval pi, and Sif Beis first. Aval shmias Lashon Hara levad gam ken yishis min haTorah. Even to listen to Lashon Hara, even if you don't believe it. After Beis Hashmia ein b'daitu l'kabel es hadavar. Even though you don't plan to accept it. Kiven shemata ozna l'shmoa. You're tilting your ear to listen. Ach yesh chilik ben shmia l'kabel l'bekam in yonim. However, he says there's still differences. De b'shmia ein iser rak im ein hadavar negeloi l'alabo. In the iser of listening to Lashon Hara, that's only forbidden if it's not relevant to you, the information in the future. Aval im hadavar negeloi l'alabo. But if it's relevant for you to know this information, if it's true, kagoyim, shehu meivin mitchilas asipur, shereitzel laharois b'sipuro, ech sheployin einish emem, kagavna. Now, as you understand from what he's saying, that this person is a person who is not trustworthy, v'hoyu b'daito mitchila lachnisa b'isko, and you thought of maybe bringing him into your business, or l'shtatefim, or to be a partner, or l'asa shidduchim, or to do a shidduch, v'chol kagavna, then mutl chatchila l'shmoa k'dei lochish l'zeh. And then you are allowed to listen to the Lashon Hara. However, we immediately drop down to Siv Gimel, to Siv Katan Gimel in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, and he says, "V'zei nemut rak b'shnei ofanim elu shavai." First of all, imnu chaloymer shamisaper gamkein mechav l'toyal slimitzatzina. You can't listen to him if this guy is intending to bashmutz, because then you're over lifnei iver. You can't be over an iser of lifnei iver. The lavokiri who machshul b'shmiyos elam misaper hazeh. The gamin ein royes kimishu misaper mitzatzina and an iser gamkein b'yesra pratim hamavorim lekamon b'chal onal. So he says, first of all, it has to be that the person who's saying it is saying it for a good reason. And the second is, another example where you would not be over if you just listen, even if the person is intending for bad, im hischil esaper dovazel lefnei anoshim achirim koidim bo'o, deboifan zeh lo'yavar b'lavde lefnei iver. In other words, if that person is speaking Lashon Hara to a few people, and therefore whether you're there or not is not going to make a difference whether he's going to say it, so you're not over lifnei iver. And the information is important to you, so therefore you're allowed to listen to it. However, if you're the only guy he's saying it to, there would be a het for you to listen, but there's no het of him to say an iser of Lashon Hara. And you're causing him to say Lashon Hara by listening, so you have to make sure that he's doing it for the purpose of helping you. So you'd have to tell him, listen, I don't want to hear anything negative unless it's relevant to me, because I'm thinking of a partnership. And if that's what you're trying to do to help me out over here, then I can listen to what you want to say. So the question is, the Chofetz Chaim seemed to be machadish that there's an iser of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, not only in believing Lashon Hara, but even in just hearing Lashon Hara, even if you're not planning to believe it. And that's why there's a big Be'er Mayim Chaim in Sifkot and Beis trying to prove, and of course, as any great tzaddik davar chacham, and also with intellectual honesty, disproving any proof that he feels is taka not a good proof. And then he does bring some proof, and then he says that va'achakach, in other words, when he came back and he was continuing writing his Shmir Saloshin, if you look at the end of Sif Beis, just before Siv Gimel, about 10 lines before Siv Gimel, he says, V'yachakach matzosi behedi b'sefer charedim. De'gam b'shmiyas lashnor levad, nichlal b'lav zeh, shalisis Hashem Hashav. U'ulay mekayruhu mikol mach kasavnu. Maybe his source is what we said. V'zeh l'shayni b'perek shlishi. B'mitzis lo'yseh shebetor at least b'snayim. Lo'sis Hashem Hashav, duhuz harnubo, shlo l'kabal lashnor ha'kloymar, shlo l'hamin b'leiv im kvar shoma kirchsiv n'liel. Not to believe Lashon Hara that you heard. Gam bichlal lav ze shlo lishmaya ba'oznav shum loshen hara v'divig lisan chaveira. So here he found that the Sefer Charedim says mefurish that the ease of loshen hara is A, not to believe what you're being said, and second, not to listen at all to any negative talk about someone else, except, as he says, if there's a purpose for me to hear it. If there's a purpose for me to hear it, then you're allowed. Sure.